This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome. I'm your host, Terry Honey, and you're listening to Couples of Destiny show today. And family, we are looking at this particular month or of the time of year from 25 November to 10 December, when it's the Acts, 16 days of activism, where people are standing together, reminding every woman, every man, and every child that violence is not our story. We have value. You have voice. We have hope. So let us come together and just break the silence and rebuild with the dignity in God's people. So I'm excited about what God's doing in this time, because we have a beautiful program set up for you today. Our scripture verse is in Psalm 82, verse 3 to 4. I'm reading from the NIV. It says, "Defend the weak and the fatherless. Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked." This is a perfect call for action, family. The Bible says clearly, rescue them from the hand of the wicked. Our theme today is love that does no harm, building safe, strong, and spirit-led homes. Let us come together today. Grab your tea, your lunch, whatever you're doing today, and get a friend to come alongside of you. You may be a victim. You may be knowing of perpetrators, people who are going into the season with GBV, you know, having a time of battle, a time of struggling, and some are still seeking for healing and restoration. Open up your hearts today and hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to you through this segment that we're going to do on Couples of Destiny. So are we going to go for a song break? And I will share the insights with you. Wow, you know what? It's such a beautiful day today, and we have so much to be grateful for and thankful for. I don't know what you're thankful for today. You know, if you're listening to me, you're a survivor. You're an overcomer. It doesn't matter what happened. God says, forget the past and press on to the mark of the high calling. We're talking about a love that builds, love that protects, love that heals. And yes, sometimes love also says, baby, you're being too dramatic, or pass the remote, you know. So here's the thing, you know, sometimes we just got to get out of that heaviness, the weightiness of life. You know, we just want to be living a life. And this segment today is about being just being light, being honest and full of hope. So Romans 13:10 tells us that love does no harm to its neighbor. And guess who your closest neighbor is? The person sitting right next to you, or the one who ate the last chocolate in the fridge. Those are our neighbors. You know, we want to talk about emotional safety today. And this is the foundation of love, family. Listeners out there, we're going to start here, because every relationship has conflict. Let's get to the bottom of it all. Whether it's mother and child, father and child, husband and wife, sister, brother, everyone argues. Some people can argue about a toilet seat. Some people argue about whether the tiles are decorative or for actual use. You know, I have a towel, a hand towel, actually in the kitchen that hangs in front of my stove. So there's a red and white one because I love the color popping in my kitchen. So when my husband cooks, he has a habit of using these towels, you know, it is for show. And I don't know how many times I would say to him, honey, these towels are actually just for the show, you know. Here are the gloves, and this is what you'll use for the stove or stove top or for the oven. But he just doesn't. Sometimes I think he just forgets, or it's easier, it's closest to him. So you know what? I don't fight about it. When I see it lying next to the stove, I will just pick it up, fold it up, and put it back again. But some people can take this kind of thing out of order. You know, it's like, oh, help us, Lord. You know, we argue because of what the one says or what they do, or you know, they just argue whether they're in the shower for too long or using the toothpaste the wrong way. You know, people get upset for all these tiny little things. But the nice thing is, you know, we need to talk about it. If it irritates you, if it really gets to you, find out what is really going on inside of you. Why are you being critical? you know, and stop blaming the person who's done it. When I had a problem in my home with the kids leaving the tooth cap off the toothpaste or didn't hang up the hand towel, I would just put up a note and say, please hang up the towel, or please refrain from et cetera, et cetera. Or we'll just discuss it in our family meeting, or when we're having dinner, we'll just have a casual conversation and we'll just casually come out, you know, how you deal with it. You know, the thing is, conflict is normal, but harm is not. And emotional safety is the real foundation of love. We all want to be safe. We want to feel safe. 1 John 4:18 clearly tells us that perfect love drives out fear. So if your children or your partner is scared of your reaction, scared of your tone, scared of your anger, listen, that's not love. That's fear in disguise. So in a relationship that honors God, your spouse should feel your safe space, your sounding board, your shelter in the storm. They shouldn't feel like it's a battlefield or that they are your battlefield. You know, I want to encourage you today, because conflict versus harm, we can break it down. You know, it's sometimes we say conflict will be like, I feel overwhelmed. Can we talk? You know, and harm would say, you always, you never, you're useless, you're nothing. So there's the difference. That is how we can break it up for you today, because conflict is normal. Harm is destructive. You know, James 1:19 says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. So quick to listen doesn't mean that let me listen while plotting my comeback. You know, I gave some nuggets on listening and in our previous segments on communication. Listen without wanting to respond. Listen with intent, okay? So some of us need to stop listening with lawyer energy. You're not in court. You're in covenant, even with your neighbor, you know. You're a neighborly covenant neighbor kind of thing. So healthy conflict sounds something like this. I love you, but that really hurt me. Or it would sound like, I need a moment to process. Or you could say, I want to fix this. That's healthy conflict. So harm would sound something like, I'm blaming you, shame, fear, threats, manipulation, shouting, or silence that punishes. We always say silence is also a response, you know. So family, emotional abuse is just as real as physical abuse. And we're speaking about this because of the time of stop the abuse. You know, we're in a time where everyone's talking about GBV. They just want to put the blame on one person, but it takes two to tango. You know, an emotional wound often lasts longer. And many times people grow up with an emotional wound that doesn't heal because they haven't processed it. They haven't spoken about it. They didn't receive counsel for it. Or they're just holding on to the pain and anger because it makes them feel strong. And this is where a lot of anger comes out and people react in ways that is really not welcoming to the hearers. So let's break these cycles of harm. How can we break these cycles? You may know of people who have gone through some of these abuses, or maybe you in a place like that, or know of someone. Here's the thing. Let me give you some tools real quickly. Pause before you respond. Just a 10-second pause can prevent a 10-year wound. And this is so amazing. You know, sometimes we forget to just take that pause. Remind yourself. Not everything needs a response from you. Take a pause. Take a minute, you know. Have a Kit Kat. Take a break. And then, of course, validate. Don't minimize. We should try this all. I always try this all the time. And I want to encourage you. Just try it today. I want to leave this with you. And you can tell me in the comments what this is doing for you, or if you have anything that you can add to this that will be really helpful to the hearers, to the listeners. You can say, I hear you. I didn't realize that affected you that way. Or you could say, don't weaponize prayer, scripture, or silence. You can try this. You are also not the Holy Spirit. you're not the Holy Spirit's HR manager either. So be kind, be gentle, validate, don't minimize a situation. Recognize the patterns. Are you shutting down? Are you exploding in a situation? Do you blame others? Do you withdraw? What reaction are you doing? How are you responding to any of these that I've just mentioned earlier? We can stop in our home. GBV doesn't have to be something that is happening every day in every person's life. It stems from mostly anger and unforgiveness. And I know that some people need help. The narcissists, you get all the different types of relationship, people, characters, and their personalities, all because of childhood problems, inner healing that didn't take place. I want to encourage you to seek help. Talk to someone, talk to a leader, talk to your counselor or a trusted couple before. A small fire becomes a wildfire. Don't let that fire explode. Don't add more wind to it, you know. We can replace a lot of the pain with God's peace, with His healing balm. The healing balm of Gilead can flow through you today, can flow through your partner, through your children. If you're willing to say, Lord, I surrender all of this to you. And I want to bring you into a place in a segment after this where we want to talk to those couples who are hurting in this time. Let us not forget about what God wants to do for you and why you are listening to this conversation today. Why are you listening to my voice about this problem that is so rife in couples, in relationships, in marriages, and with parents and children? Let's all seek healing for those who are hurting. We're going to go for a song break and listen to a beautiful song. If you just tuned in, this is Terry Honey and this is Couples of Destiny, and we're speaking about replacing the harm with healing words now for those who are victims or perpetrators or know of people who have suffered GBV. So Proverbs 6:15 verse 1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath. Gentle doesn't mean soft. It means controlled strength. So when you are speaking, speak with that controlled strength and not out of anger. Amen. So let's talk about this. I said I will speak about and share with you couples who are hurting. You know, family, GBV is not a marriage issue. Come on, it's not just in relationship marriages. It's a safety issue. You cannot pray away danger. Listen, sometimes we need to step away so you can stay alive. And most of the times, women and men stay there because it's as if they are waiting for words or waiting for a physical assault or something. Why not step away or run away? You know, Psalm 147 verse 3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He binds up their wounds. So if you're afraid of your partner, if you're afraid that if you're being controlled or belittled, if you're being isolated, if your children are scared, if you're being pushed and hit and threatened, listen, family, this is not God's design. I know this can be a very controversial topic for some people, but I'm just giving you the real fact behind what goes on in marriages and in relationships, in parent and children. So love is not meant to break you. It's meant to build you. So when we say we love one another, and when God says He loves us so unconditionally, it's His kind of love. When we go into His presence, we feel His love so tangibly. And He's pouring out His love on you. And all He's saying to you is, my daughter, my son, my mother. He says, whoever you are, come to me. His love, He says, my love is here for you. I love you with an everlasting love. And I'm drawing you into my presence. God is speaking to somebody today. His love doesn't want to break you. God's love wants to restore you. Love is meant to build you. So you can love someone and still need boundaries. You can pray for someone and still seek safety. God does not require you to stay in harm's way. Listen, a lot of people say, oh, but I'm staying for the sake of my children. I'll take the beating. Come on now. Are you, I don't want to use the word silly, but don't put yourself in harm's way. Take your children. Flee if you have to. Find a home, a safe place where you can go to until the storm is over and seek help. You know, because God wants to restore the home. He's using NGOs and churches, ministries. There's so many organizations out there that offers help, that are offering like a restoration home, a place where you can go and be restored, refired, and just be realigned, you know, with God's purpose. So here's the thing. Because God is the master restorer, Colossians 3:14 tells us that, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So how do we put on love? Decide. Love is a choice. Forgiveness is a choice. Victory is a choice. You can have it all because God's word says you can. This is why Jesus came. You know, Jesus came. He came and he shed his blood for us on Calvary. And I'm doing the Acts 16 Macedonian call to you right now to say to you, when the man called Jesus over the waters, he says, come over here to Macedonia, we need you. And God is saying, I need you. How will you surrender your pain to God today to bring in perfect harmony? Because God wants to heal your home. He wants to change couples today. He wants to soften a heart. And he also says violence can end when you start with one courageous act. I don't know what action you need to do today, but one action that I know I did years ago was fall on my knees. And I said, Jesus, I need you. I cannot face this on my own. I was broken. A little bit of my own personal testimony. I was beaten to a pulp, and I don't know how I jumped over a high wall, but the power of the Holy Spirit and all the angels were assigned to me on that day. And my ex, you know, I don't want to give too much of the detail, but I was physically assaulted. He was a very angry person and delusional. I know God needed to touch and change his life. And as he physically assaulted me, I don't know how I went through a trolley door that was locked, nearly fell into my swimming pool, but I managed to get over this high wall to my neighbor, who then took me to hospital. And I had some fractures and really physically beaten up and blue and bruised. And I sought the Lord and I said, God, you have more to life for me than what I'm going through. I'm not going to stand for this violence. And this is why I'm so passionate about what people go through, women and men and children. My late dad also was also a very angry person. He was the firstborn of 11 children, and I understand why he acted out in anger and also started being physically abusive to my mom as I grew up. So that fear and that anger raged in me as I grew up as a child. So I thought that this is a way of life. And when my ex was doing this to me, I thought, is this just what marriage is about? Where people get beaten up and words are spoken over you and hurt and pain. Is this what marriage is all about? You know, so I didn't know God then, but when I came to know him, I said, Lord, I want all of you. And it's 30 odd years now that I'm sitting and I'm saying, God, only you could have done this. So he's taken me from brokenness to wholeness. He restored my soul. He made me whole again. And God is speaking to someone here today. He wants to make you whole again. He wants to restore you. I'm remarried and I am happy. Each time we have our fight and our arguments, our disagreements, I take a step back and I say, God, what are you saying to me? What is the writing on the wall? So each time when there's a challenge, I would go to the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want to do? You gave me this man. Teach me how to do it right. Thank the Lord we married for 28 years. You know, so I'm really grateful for that. And I hope that my story is helping someone out there today. You don't have to stay in that broken place. You don't have to be beaten up. You don't have to be bruised. And you don't have to wait to be half dead before you want to walk away from a situation or seek help. Seek help together. Bring your spouse and call in the helpline. There are counselors that are available everywhere. There are people everywhere willing to help. You need to speak out. You need to break the silence. I broke the silence over my life. As a young girl, as a young woman, I started breaking the silence and I didn't want to stay silent no more. Don't let family secrets hold you back from stepping out. God wants to set you free. So if someone you know is in danger or struggling with emotional or physical violence, please reach out. There are safe spaces everywhere. Pastors, go to your church. Speak to your leaders. You are not alone. You are not too broken. You are not to blame. Your life matters. And just know how valuable and important you are to God. He chose you as His own treasured possession. He doesn't want you to go out there and be all broken. In Isaiah 61 verse 1, He says, He has sent me. To bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. Here's a powerful scripture for you for restoration and deliverance from trauma. So this word of God, His way of life is what teaches us. Because in Isaiah 1:17, he said to me, learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed. Come on. Defend the oppressed. So this speaks against silence. You don't have to be silent. And we're going to take a break and listen to the song. I'll be right back. What a beautiful song. Well, family, I said you're not alone. And know that God wants to get deep into that deep place in your heart where it's aching, where you're saying, but you don't hear this, Terry. You don't know what I've been through. You know, every one of us face a Goliath sometime in our lives. And you know what? Some of them don't always carry swords. Some just wear a mask of fear, insecurity, a mask of debt, or a mask of sickness, rejection, or self-doubt. But the spirit of a giant killer, which you are, a victor, you're standing on the other side of my voice today. You're a giant killer, and you're still living, and God is still living in the giant killers of today because we lean into Him. So Goliath's real weapon wasn't his sword. It was intimidation. And that is what your Goliath looks like, intimidating you. David's real weapon, who is you, I'm speaking to the listeners today, our real weapon wasn't the stone. It's not the stone that David had. It was the revelation. David knew who went before him. And so today, family, we are because of who He is. God goes before us. The battle has already been won. 2 Chronicles 20:15 says that the battle is the Lord's and the victory is ours. He sent His word to heal us of all of our wounds. Here's something that I want you to help. I want you to help you today. You help yourself. You need to identify your giant. And name it out loud, whether it's the fear, the rejection, financial lack, doubt, whatever is holding you back, any insecurity, you need to confront it with the Word of God. Find your stone. Find that scripture that hits that life right there. And then act before you feel ready. You know, you don't wait, I'm going to have to first study this, or I have to first wear this, or I have to first live. You don't make excuses, because people who make excuses will never be successful in their life. So faith is not denial. It's defiance against defeat. act before you feel ready. And then remember your past victories. Think about what I told you about my story earlier on. It's a past victory. David rehearsed his wins with the lion and the bear before slaying Goliath. You might remember a victory in your life that you've overcome, something that you said, yay, I'm a giant killer. Use that same strength. Use that same word. Use that same faith. Because faith without works is dead. The Bible says it clearly. The giant killer's creed is what I call myself. And I've created this creed, you know, and you can say this today. I want to encourage you with it. It says, say today I step into my battlefield with faith in my heart and victory in my voice. I am not intimidated by the size of the problem because I serve a limitless God. Every giant that rises against me will fall by the power of the name of Jesus. My slingshot is my faith. My stone is his word. And my victory is for sure. I will not retreat. I will not bow down to fear. I'm trained, chosen, and anointed to win. The Lord fights for me, and the battle belongs to him. Come on, take that creed for yourself. Speak it over your life and make it your declaration. So if you're feeling tired or isolated or carrying more than your heart can handle, remember this. God places people around you on purpose. Sometimes you wonder why someone has introduced another person to you or why they've come into your life. And remember that you're not a burden. You're not alone. And you don't have to fight every battle by yourself. Yes, we were born to win. But we were also born for community. Born to have someone alongside of us. When God saw Adam in the garden, he said, this man is walking along aimlessly. I need to find him a helpmate. And he created Eve. So man, honor your woman. And woman, honor the man in your life. Children, honor your parents. And parents, honor your children. I always say everything has a principle of reciprocity. What you sow, you will reap. So you're listening in and you're leaning in. It's time for all of us to reach out. Let someone stand with you. Because with God and your community, you're a three-strand cord. You'll be unbreakable, unstoppable, and held together by God's strength. Just know that, you know, many times people will say, oh, I've done this, you know, I've done this, all the I, and they don't give God any glory. The Bible says so clearly in Proverbs 3:4-5, in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Acknowledge him. It's by saying, through God, I am more than a conqueror because he strengthened me. I don't do it in my own strength. So you've got this and you've got people. Matthew 5:14 says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. So my friends, family, listeners out there, you've come through pain and found peace. And now it's time to live with purpose. Your story and your scars, your healing, you're not just for you. You're the light for others. Someone needs to hear your story. You know, years ago, the Lord told me, I think it was 2005, I came back from a trip and I sat on my bed and I said, Lord, okay, what's next for us in the mission field? And he said, I want you to write your testimony. I want you to write a book. And I said, I can't write. I made excuses. And he says, write. Your story needs to be told. People need to hear. Other women need to hear what you went through and how you've overcome, what you've used to overcome. So God is my strength. He's given me the resources, the skills, the ability to overcome these challenges in my life, to overcome the naysayers and know. And he taught me how to stand, to make me. He said, I'm making your forehead strong against the enemy. And I was like, what? My forehead strong? What does that even mean? And I studied the word and God gave me the revelation. And today I am not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not afraid to speak his word. Wherever I go, we carry his anointing. because His anointing is in us, upon us, and around us. He leads us into great pastures where He wants us to use His word as a weapon, as a sword. So whether you've come through pain, whether you have found your peace, right now, it's time for you to live with purpose. Time for you to step out. Your story, your scars, your healing, they're not just for you. I'll say it again. They are light for others. You are significant because you were chosen for this journey. Step forward with courage. The world needs your light. Somebody needs to hear your story so that they can break out from the cage that they are in. Many people are bound out there. They are afraid to speak. Children are suffering because they are afraid of the community. They're afraid of where they are. Sometimes they will look forward just to go to school to get away from where they are in the home. Couples leave their homes bright and early in the morning to get away from a toxic situation at home. You don't have to run away. Find solution. Pray, anoint your home, you know, call in the leaders of your church and start a family altar in your home. You know, sometimes we wonder why things don't happen is because we need to pray more than we ever did before. And if you don't know how to pray, just talk to God in a conversation like I'm speaking to you. Speak to Him that way. God is waiting for you. He loves you. He wants to hear your voice, and He wants you to step boldness. Your healing isn't the end. It's the beginning of your impact. So ask God how you can move forward with what you have in your hand. Like He said to Moses, what is in your hand? Use what is in your hand. God has placed a destiny. He's placed a victory. He's placed a conquering spirit within you. And you can take your life back. You can reclaim the land. You can restore your relationship. And you can be happy again. And this is what God wants for His children. He says in Ephesians 3:20 that He will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or imagine. That is how God can do it. We're going to listen to a song and then we'll conclude our conversation. Well, family, your healing isn't the end. I said it's the beginning of your impact. Let us pray this afternoon. I want to pray this prayer over anyone who's willing to listen to this prayer and pray it with me. If you don't know Jesus today, I want to offer you the gift of eternal life, where you can say, God, I need you. Amen. So pray with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Lord, your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus died and rose again, that I will be saved. So I confess you, Jesus, as my Lord. God, you are my Father. Holy Spirit, you are my guide. And heaven is my home. I thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. So, Heavenly Father, I pray for the one who has made that commitment today to say, Lord, you are my God. Father, I pray for every home, every household, every person listening under the sound of my voice, Lord, heal what is hurting. Restore what is broken. Uproot every pattern of harm. And teach us, O Lord, how to love with patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. Cover every man, woman, and child. Let peace return to the homes. Let safety be established. Let love rule again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. I want to give you a scripture. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. God's sure protective nature. Isn't it amazing? Family, I want to thank you for joining Couples of Destiny today. I'm Terry Honey, and remember, love does not harm. Love heals. So we'll see you again soon. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Stay safe and stay connected and stay hopeful. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.